What's your catch line, Julie? Arizona is a blooming...
We're a flower power state.
Flower power. Have you haven't gotten your March Arizona Highways magazine out yet or off your local newsstand, it is their wildflower edition. Jay was saying we're probably, if there's any left, you better make it a quick... You better get out there quick. The heat may have burned up a lot of these already.
I don't know. I mean, I honestly have to confess, I really haven't been out driving around much outside the valley. But what looked very promising in January, you know, we did not have any measurable rain in February. Going to get a little rain tomorrow, maybe. So maybe the higher elevations that, you know, that the moisture stayed a little longer. But I don't know. I think it's going to be... it's not going to be what we thought it was. Looked like it was started out to be, I don't think.
Yeah, there was a long time, period of time there after that big soaking rain for 4 or 5 days. I think it was like 5 or 6 weeks we had come in, and you still hadn't turned your irrigation system on.
Oh, yeah.
How is that adjusted?
Well, you better be watering now, some. I mean, certainly not, you take the temperatures into account now, but, we've been dry. We have not had rain for over 30 days, I believe. So in the landscape, in the valley, we certainly should be watering. Everybody waters more frequently than they should, and nobody waters probably deep enough. So good deep soaks on, drought-tolerant type plant material, you probably still only need to be about every 3 weeks right now. So winter lawns, though, even mine, I'm not watering it quite enough, and it's starting to burn up a little bit in places on the winter grass. So, which is fine with me now. It's March. I'll start transitioning it. But
we try and keep ours till May for birthday parties. I don't know if it's going to make it this year. I may try and burn it up so that the Bermuda's already come
well,
in
yeah,
by
yeah,
May.
That would be the key now is probably transition it, and it will be. You'll have great Bermuda grass come May.
Yeah. Excellent. And Julie, for our roses in Arizona, roses isn't the only agricultural crop that we have.
Right. Oh, gosh. I like to say we run the gamut of agriculture crops if we're speaking beyond flowers, from apples to zucchinis. And we're 12 months out of the year. We're either planting or harvesting. And it's a $17 billion industry, which most people don't realize. We think, well, it's desert state, and a lot of times people say, well, where's the agriculture? Well, it's no longer in the metro. Well, I correct that. There's actually a lot of agriculture still in Maricopa County, but the metro Phoenix area, sometimes you have to drive out to see it. But when you realize that we have everything from rose bushes to all sorts of produce and vegetables in Yuma, it's just an exciting state for agriculture. And because we can do it year-round, we can do all sorts of agriculture.
I discovered something new last night. I like a salad, but I don't long for salads. Jennifer fixed me a salad last night. John Jay, the dressing, first ingredient, bacon grease.
Whoa.
Okay.
No wonder you liked it.
Julie, that was the best salad I ever ate in my whole life. Well, yeah. What else was in that dressing?
Not much. rice vinegar, and then salt, pepper, sugar. And that actually came from a little historic Arizona cookbook I have. I was just looking for new things.
What cookbook?
I won't be able to tell you right this minute.
Ah, sorry,
anytime you start salad
you put
dressing
bacon
with
in there.
Bacon grease.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, you guys
bacon bits on the salad.
With bacon bits piled on the salad.
Was it at least Yuma lettuce?
Probably.
It was this time of year.
It was actually spinach. It was a spinach.
Well, you'll have to go to Fill Your Plate because we have a searchable database of recipes, and a lot of them are coming from a lot of our generational farm families, and some of these recipes are generational, 2 and 3 and 4 generations, and we have a lot of salad recipes on fillyourplate.org.
Because it's a great state to grow everything you need for a salad.
Right.
This is kind of a bittersweet time of the year for us. We love the spring coming and all the deciduous trees blooming again, but you get spoiled being able to go out to your garden, pick a radish, pick a carrot, clip a few leaves of lettuce off, and have a fresh salad every night. You know, that's come to an end. And that when you get in the habit of that, you have a hard time buying it.
Well, and you know Christy Davis, she's Arizona Farm Bureau's liaison for the Young Farmer and Rancher. She's bringing fresh vegetables in every day because she's got her own backyard garden.